Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, and as you can see, it's travel day for me. I am here in the lovely city of Chicago. Lovely on the outside, spectacularly beautiful on the outside. Seedy, corrupt, broke, and disgusting on the inside. But I digress. I'm here for a conference that starts tomorrow, so today was a travel day, and I'm here in the suite at the hotel. And just waiting on my beautiful wife, Michelle, to come back. And we're going to have some dinner at the end of a long day, but a fantastic day. I got to speak to 5 of my clients today. I love my clients. And any day I get to speak to that many, 5 in one day, what a fantastic day it was and is and still is. And so 2 of these clients happen to live in the state of Florida. And they told me about how... I forgot that it's Topical Tuesday, but I'm going to share my rhino of the day, which is this fantastic rhino towel. It is a reversible rhino towel. It's a yellow rhino on a purple background on this side. And check it out. It's a purple rhino on a yellow background on that side. How cool is that? Maybe only to me. But the towel is appropriate because the subject for today's Topical Tuesday is the hurricane, the back-to-back hurricanes. Get it, lots of water. Need some towels. In fact, no, you don't. Towels are not going to do anything to, obviously, make any impact on anything going on with the Hurricane Harvey last week and the hurricane, whatever it's going to be called, that this one is going to hit. Both of my clients from Florida told me the same thing, that everyone there is absolutely panicking out of their minds, and the thing isn't even supposed to hit over the weekend. So why? Well, should be obvious to anyone that studies human behavioral psychology, and if you want to be a successful business owner and marketer, of course, that's what you got to study and get really good at, and it's because we're watching, or they still are watching. I haven't turned on a TV or any other kind of news source all day today, but you're inundated with stories of the hurricane was coming to the Gulf and to Houston and Louisiana, and then here it was coming, and then the rain was coming, then the hurricane hit, and then the disastrous nonstop rain for days, and now I assume it's still going on, the coverage of the cleanup and the recovery, and all the president goes, not once but twice, and people are mobilizing, and the Army, the Navy, whatever they call it, are coming in with their boats from all around the country and coming in to help out, And I've personally got a friend who is volunteering to help what he calls muck out the homes, and he has mucked out like over a dozen homes, like 3, 4, 5 a day. Him and a team from his church go around, and they gut the home. They cut up the sheetrock that's got the mold in the water, and they take out the tile flooring and all the furniture, and it ends up there's more stuff on the front lawn of these homes than there could ever possibly be inside left in the home. I mean, it's just total disaster, of course, but you're seeing the same thing as me. And now on the heels of that comes news that another storm is barreling down on the Caribbean, and it is due to land right smack onto Florida this Saturday or Sunday. Now, by my calculation, that's like 5 days away, and yet people are panicking out of control, and these 2 clients, I don't really laugh about a disaster, but kind of chuckling at the fact that the store shelves are already bare. All the bread and peanut butter and all the water and all the whatever, I forget whatever they were telling me, it's all gone and everyone's over panicking. I mean, in a kind of juxtaposition, the opposite of what happened kind of in Texas, where they were like, oh, well, I didn't think it was going to be that bad. And so, gee, I didn't go out shopping. I've got a client there who was like, my home didn't even get affected. My street not affected, didn't flood, home didn't flood, and yet stores aren't open anywhere around me. And I didn't go stock up. So I got nothing here. Spoke about this in a video last week. She's like, oh, I ate everything out of the freezer and out of the fridge. And like, now what? You know, silly me. I didn't go stock up. So people had the opposite reaction last week of like, ah, been through hurricanes, not been so bad. And but now, after seeing the devastation for a solid week or more, all over TV, social media, anywhere you look, the people, good folks in Florida, are panicking out of control way ahead of time, which I think is a good thing, right? Rather be safe than sorry, is the saying, right? Rather be prepared than not. But here is the business lesson for today, and we'll call it a day. It's been a long day for me, and maybe a few. Oh, and I should go and say hello to all these people that are here. Andrea, Gerdo, Donna. Donna, I'm fantastically happy that you're safe in the Houston area. Darren, Phil is here. Oh, I'm Irma. Where's my glasses? I think that's Irma, because I think that's it. That's the name of the hurricane, right? I had a grandmother, Irma, and I have a cousin, grandmother of my cousin's name, Irma, and her granddaughter, they named her Mira. So I have a cousin, Mira, which is the letters from Irma. So I think that's it. It's Hurricane Irma, which makes sense, right? You have, they go by alphabetical, right? So you had, so it's like back to back. If you had Harvey, Irma, and John or James or whatever is next is coming, I guess. And Jurgog says, except vegan food, there's plenty of that on the shelves. Right, because this is America. And we are, you can't even force us to be healthy. Even when total catastrophe is coming, we're still going to eat all the crap. Although, peanut butter, that's vegan, right? That's good stuff. But anyway, I digress. So, point is, here's the deal. There is a fantastic saying. I mean, it's probably been going on since the dawn of mankind, but the great Robert Collier, who I've spoken about many times here, and everyone should have the Robert Collier letter book and read through that. He was a master copywriter. He was the inspiration for the hit movie The Secret years ago, because he wrote The Secret of the Ages, and that's what Rhonda Byrne based the whole Secret on. But almost 100 years ago, I did a success story Saturday, Robert Collier. It's a great person to study and to follow in business as much as you can, and in marketing and in human behavioral psychology. And he had a saying that, here's the deal, people are always trying to tell me and trying to figure out, how do I get the attention of my prospects? How do I get the attention of people? How do I get the attention? Robert Collier put it real well. He said the easiest way, don't fight for the attention of people. Fight. The way to do it is to enter the conversation already going on in your prospects' minds. So I'll say that again. Our job, to make our job easy, to get attention for people, is to enter the conversation already going on in their mind. Not to fight for their attention and say, why won't they pay attention to my product or service? It's excellent. They're too busy with their life and doing what they want to do. Like, well, guess what? Yeah, that's what they're going to keep doing, right? That you think they're, are people, are we, are you, me, anybody ever going to stop being interested in what we're interested in and be interested in what somebody else wants us to be interested in? If that's your business and marketing plan, prepare to invest a ton of time, a ton of energy, a ton of expertise, and 17 tons of money. Because that's a really tough thing to do, to try and change someone's mind and take it off of whatever their mind wants to be on, and to instead shift their focus to what you want mind to be on. That's crazy. The easier way to do it, and expensive, and frustrating, and stop doing it. The easier way to do it is to figure out what's already on their mind and enter that conversation. Go with the flow, right? Like merging traffic. You don't merge traffic going the other direction and go, what the heck, or going perpendicular, how am I going to get in there? Yeah, it's like crossing the street against the light. Like, that's tough, all the cars are coming. Like, wait till light changes, all the people cross, you go with the flow. Whatever, figure out the conversation going on. It isn't tough these days. I just talked about it. Hurricanes are the conversation going on in everyone's mind, at least here in the U.S. I have clients all over the world, but if you're here in the U.S, and even in other parts of the world, they pay a little attention. They see we have a hurricane. I mean, we know when there's an earthquake in Zimbabwe and whatever, so people paying attention, but here in America, certainly. And certainly for people to pay any attention to the news, because that's all you see. Everything is about the hurricane. This is about the hurricane, and that about the hurricane, and they got to pass this bill about the hurricane, and they got to do this about the hurricane, this is bad, they did this good, and that did, blah, 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 blah. So what happens now? Another hurricane. That's the Hurricane Irma, is entering the conversation going on in everyone's mind. So the lesson to be learned from Mother Nature is to do the same thing Hurricane Irma is doing. Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Harvey got no attention. He got no respect. Might as well have been Rodney Dangerfield, right? I get no respect. Here I come, and I'm barreling down on the coast, and I know that in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to devastate more devastation on any city in American history and cost more money than anything and flood out the homes like crazy, and I'm going to affect this area for the next minimum 5 or 10 years as they rebuild, and in more ways, they rebuild the whole community, not just physically, mentally, the whole thing. People are moving out, other people move in, some will gut the house, some will fix the house, some will just trash and start over, whatever. Big news, and yet, you see the interviews. Now, take it with a grain of salt. These are Texans, right? These are true blue American, freedom-loving, self-reliant, what the country was based on, what it was founded on, Americans. So I'm amazed as I watch the interviews with these hurricane victims. The whole life has pretty much been devastated except for a trash bag full of a few things and their doggy or something. I mean, it's all gone. I can't even imagine. Talk to my beautiful wife, Michelle. I'm like, honey, can you imagine how much crap I have? I mean, this towel would be gone. My 1,000 rhinos would be gone. My 13 bookshelves full of stuff gone. I mean, all my gone. I can't even... I don't even want to think about it. So these people in those circumstances, as they're in a boat floating down what is supposed to be the street in front of their house, for crying out loud, and someone sticks a microphone in their face and goes, how do you feel? And yet they still, being Texans, being true blue, red-blooded, American, self-reliant, independent, not whining about the government should take care of me from cradle to grave BS crap, they just sit there, look right in the camera and go, yeah, it's my fault. You know, I underestimated it. I didn't think it was going to be this bad. I should have taken off. I'm like, wow, if ever someone had a chance to be blaming somebody else or making an excuse for their misery, and yet Texans, true blue, red-blooded, white and blue Americans, self-reliant, independent, strong people are like, yeah, I should have gotten out. Yeah, my mistake. So Irma comes in. And what happens to the Floridians who would otherwise, without Harvey, possibly be saying, well, I hope the government has a lot of money in their fund to take care of me. And, I hope somebody else does something. And, what am I going to do? I'm going to blame the government if it's really bad because they didn't tell me soon enough that I didn't. None of that. They're like, wait a minute. Hurricane Harvey, Houston, Texas, they raised the bar on response to hurricane. The people themselves, the victims themselves, are not acting like victims. They're saying, yeah, things are devastated. We'll rebuild or we'll move or we'll whatever. And life goes on. And Americans are coming in from all over the place with this Navy, Dunkirk, whatever it's called, the people, boats coming in. And they're taking care of it. And they're not waiting. I mean, I didn't pay attention, but I think, is Congress back yet? And they were supposed to come back and they got a vote and giving them billions of dollars. And there was word of like, well, they will or they won't, or they might. They won't. They what? They might or they might not. I guess they have no problem shipping millions of dollars in the middle of the night on unmarked aircraft on a pallet of money to the world's greatest sponsor of terrorism that hates us and wants to kill us. We got no problem sending them loads of money. We got no problem shoveling garbage at lobbyists and sending them bazillions of dollars. But, oh, money to have victims, their actual whole lives are turned over and dozens of people killed. Yeah, we got to vote on that. You know, we got to debate it. We got to talk about that. Are you kidding me, itis? But no way for that. J.J. Watt didn't wait for that. He was the subject of my success story last Saturday. Houston football playing best defensive player in the NFL right now. He didn't stop. What is his fund up to? Anyone know? It's got to be over $20 million by now. What's Phil saying here? Justin is here. Hey, Doc. Brett Elias here, John Darrett. Thanks for all those likes and all those things going across the bottom. I know some of those got to be Brett Elias because Brett Elias is a maniac at those things going across. And Phil says, if you want to piss off a Texan, dump a hurricane on him. Yeah, right. Or not even. I mean, he's like, a what? Like, you don't even piss him off. You're like, whatever. So my plans changed. I was going to mow the lawn. And instead, I'm going to go rescue. I was going to go fishing. But instead of fishing for fish, I'm fishing for people and pets and the elderly and people that need help. And, like, I just change of plans. I'm just still, you know, just another day. Seth is here, and hey, Doc says, hey, brother, very nice. Great to have you guys here. So, you know, I can beat a dead horse all day, but here's the point. It's not like, oh, piggyback on a disaster. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't suggest that you all go out and now send emails out to your list and get flyers printed up and say hurricane special 10% off. Like, it's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, here's an example of how easy it is to get attention of people when their attention is already focused on something extremely similar. So think how you can do them. So here's the thing. Here in the U.S., the NFL is starting soon, although if hurricanes hit every American city that has a football team, for crying out loud. But anyway, the NFL is starting. So if you have a team in your city or somewhere near it, and if you don't, just football overall, because I think in any city in America, even if you don't have a team of your own, you follow football. People are going to watch football. They're going to watch opening day, Monday night. So maybe if that's a conversation, besides the hurricanes, that'll be going on in people's minds. Oh, and I just realized, you know, my beloved but horribly, embarrassingly, just beyond terrible New York Jets are going to open up probably on Sunday. And, boy, I wonder if it would be typical if they were scheduled to play in Miami and that whole thing got snafu'd and whatever. But I wonder if the Jets, it's football, so they probably will win a game this year, I guess, but I don't see how. But I guess it'll happen. But anyway, that's going to be on people's minds. Besides the hurricanes and the nasty and the negative part of the news, people are going to be thinking about football. So maybe you could put out a promotion going, it's an opening day promotion. And you don't have to do what you normally do, if that's what you do, is fight for people's attention. People's attention is going to be on football. So you say, for every touchdown our home team scores, I'll give X percent off. Or if our home team scores X number of points, everyone gets a free appetizer in my restaurant. Or it's easier to get the attention of people when you enter the conversation already going on in their mind. So I want to see everybody here, not just this weekend, because next weekend is going to be something else going on. And the next, there's always something coming up. There's always something that's on people's mind. So figure out what's on people's mind and give it back to them with a little twist that it also has something to do with you, your product, your service, your company, your business. And then report back to me and let me know. You were right, Steve, as always, I have to tell you, on these videos. I am always right. I do one of these every day, so you ought to tune in every day. Let me know, hey, that worked. I sent out an email instead of every day where I put a social media post going, buy my stuff, or I send out an email saying, buy my stuff. I sent an email said, hey, we know that this is coming up this week, and so I wanted to talk about that too, and what it has to do with my business. In fact, here's an example right here. You're on it. It's Topical Tuesday. So I am picking a topic every Tuesday for the past, I've been doing these every Tuesday for the past 4 or 5 months. And I ought to know how many I've done. I ought to look it up. But every Tuesday, I pick a topic. And what does that do? I know what it does. And you sharp people out there know what I'm doing. I'm entering the conversation going in your mind. You're more likely to watch my video on a Tuesday because it has a title that's topical. It's something you're already thinking and talking about and watching on TV and social media and whatever. So I come in, and the title today is another major hurricane. There it is, another major hurricane. Well, that's all anyone's talking and thinking about today. So people are going to tune in and go, what's Steve talking about? Another hurricane. Let's see what he's talking about. And then it allows me to say, if you think that I help you out with this little piece of advice about entering the conversation already going on in people's mind, doing your promotions about what they're already thinking about, and sliding in your promotion about you or your business, your product, your service along with it, if you think that's helpful, you can't even imagine how helpful it would be if you got more help from me one-on-one, or even, God forbid, became my client. And if you want more help from me, to go to stevecypress.com/help. There it is. See what I did, folks? I talked all about the topic going on in everybody's mind, and then I also happened to mention my product or service. In this case, my services, helping business owners make tons of money. So it's a fun service, it's very rewarding, and it's extremely exciting for everybody because my clients get great results again today. today. I got to speak to five of my clients, and the results that are through the roof is awesome. And they always say the same thing. Why they don't talk to me more often? They're too busy making money. I was joking with one of them. I said, you know, we used to talk like once a week, and now I hear from you once every few months. He goes, yeah, because back then I had no clients. Wasn't busy. Wasn't making any money. And now he's overwhelmed, and he has no time to talk to the old me anymore. So, you know, that's the way it goes. I can handle it. I can always just come on here and talk to myself and act like I'm talking to other people with the video. And pretty soon my beautiful wife, Michelle, is coming back and I will have to shower and shave and become a human being and we'll get some dinner. And then tomorrow's the conference. So I'll be coming back to you tomorrow on Wisdom Wednesday. I'll be sharing a piece of wisdom with you tomorrow. And I'll give you a hint, even though I haven't even thought about what it'll be yet, it will have something to do with something you're already thinking about. See how I did that? That's how it's done, folks. I want to see all of you doing it, too. So without any further ado, I don't see any more questions, comments, concerns. Thanks to everybody for being here. Thanks to all those things going across the screen, those likes and faces. And I don't have my glasses. Oh, my glasses are right here. See, without my glasses, I couldn't even see my glasses. No more things are going across the screen. So that's a message to me that we have wrapped it up for Topical Tuesday. I will be back to you from beautiful on the outside, disgustingly corrupt and miserable and broke on the inside, Chicago, Illinois, with Wisdom Wednesday tomorrow. Thanks for being here today. I'm now going to wipe my brow with my Rhino towel of the day. Thanks, everyone, and I will catch you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.